You're listening to the Abbey Award-winning Ben Taylor on the Abbey Award-winning Auburn Opelika This Morning. News
Talk, W-A-N-I. Auburn Opelika This Morning, your news talk and information station, as Auburn City Council was last night. Went rather quickly after some brief discussions because I was really thinking that we were not going to blow through it. And next thing you know, we had a couple of issues at the beginning and some questions and some people wondering about this, that, and the other. But other than that, a fairly quick meeting that started out. Megan Crouch, city manager, by
yes.
the way. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, it was a fairly brief meeting. We had a lengthy one on November 18th. Just a lot of things on the agenda and a lot of robust planning discussions. And not that, you know, we do everything we can to evenly space things out on the agenda, but mm-hmm. time and business obligations for all sides sometimes make agendas larger and smaller. This particular agenda had to be formulated prior to Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And so we were on, I call it, you know, agenda on steroids, where we were in a mode where we had to get this printed the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. And so from the city manager's seat, I let everybody know if your agenda items aren't in really good shape. Mm-hmm. And it's not absolutely necessary, it can go to the second meeting in December.
Well, let me walk people through that, by the way, because this isn't something, when they see the agenda, whether it be Opelika or whether it be Auburn, I think that some of the citizens see it because it's released to the public. You can go online and look
Correct.
At it. And I mean, that's where I pull mine from. I pull it from the
absolutely.
Website. That is not something that a receptionist types up that morning and throws up on the website the day of the meeting.
No.
It is something that is well thought out, and I don't know how many sets of eyes see this thing before you guys put it out.
It's a lot of people. You know, our average agenda item is 5 to 8 people, and sometimes it's 10 or 12. We actually have a software system. Things get entered, multiple sets of eyes mm-hmm. on it, back and forth. And we're trying to make sure we're as transparent as possible with the information on the agenda without going too far. For example, if we're bidding a road project, well, we don't put the 300 pages of plans and specifications
right.
on the agenda. The city has those. Those have typically been on our website before bidding, all of those things. But we put some summary information, and a lot goes into that. The other thing, I think some people have said, well, when you get close to the holidays, why do you meet twice? County Commission doesn't always, what have you. And by state law, we're required to meet twice a month, mm-hmm. basically no matter what.
Yep.
So we do meet and we try to space that out. And one of the things that's important to us, particularly with people who have business with the city directly, or we can impact their business or their homestead or anything else, we want to get those things on the agenda in a very reasonable time frames to keep them moving and doing what they need to do. We don't want to be the holdup in things that they need to take care of for their own reasons. We want them to be expeditious and reasonable in the
Correct.
Process. And that's very important.
I tell people that have asked me, because I get asked sometimes, I got asked yesterday, said, well, I hear that you talk about you sit behind the board. And I said, well, I said, it's either that or go to the meeting, because I kind of want to know what's going on. And so I said, it doesn't bother me. Could do without 3 hours and 15 minutes.
Those have been rare.
They are very, I've been doing this 3 years now. That's my first 3-hour meeting.
Those are rare. We've also worked to streamline. One of the things that helped, we do things on a consent agenda, which is council members, as they did last night, can pull off an agenda item or two or all of them if they want to talk about them. But a lot of them are contractual matters under a certain dollar amount, what have you, different things that we need them to approve. And so they have all the information. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the important things. Council's very diligent about this. We provide a lot of information. And you talked about our online system. There's also an integrated agenda player mm-hmm. that you can go on there. And when the meeting is done, you can click on a link. It cues it up on the video where it is. It gives you the documents that go with it. It's an all-in-one deal. It has a transcript of the meeting. So sometimes I'm looking to get to the specific time somebody said something. I use the transcript and search it. I mean, we're out there with good information, but the city council is very sensitive, rightfully so, that on the consent agenda, they have all the information. It's whether or not, if they don't feel the need to discuss or ask certain questions about it, then they don't pull it off the agenda. But to say they don't have information about it is not accurate. They have tons of information about it, and the council is very diligent when spending money in their fiduciary responsibility and checks and balances, and they do a great job with that.
Very well said. Megan Crouch with me, city manager. I'm going to take a break real quick, then we'll get
Sounds
into
good.
The meeting and all that kind of good stuff. Auburn Opelika This Morning, your news talk and information station. More in a moment. Auburn Opelika This Morning, news talk, W-A-N-I.
At Affordable Comfort Cooling Systems and Plumbing, we believe our work is more than just AC and plumbing repairs. It's about serving people with integrity and care. As a Christian-owned company, we take Colossians 3:23 to heart. Whatever you do, work at it all with your heart, as working for the Lord, not for men. That's why at ACCS and Plumbing, we do the job right the first time and always stand behind our work. As a proud Rheem dealer, we're committed to offering top-quality products and faith-driven values. Give us a call today or visit accsauburn.com to learn more. That's accsauburn.com.
Alabama license number 12084.
Hey, Auburn Opelika, did you miss us? After months of hard work and community support, reconstruction on runway 624 is complete. Commercial flight service at Columbus Airport is back. If you're traveling, now is the time to book holiday flights. Visit Delta.com and book from CSG. Our doors are open. We're excited to welcome you. Whether you're flying out to see loved ones or bringing family home, Columbus Airport proudly welcomes the world to our region. We're thrilled to be back. Happy holidays from your hometown Airport.
This is Chloe Warren with Auburn Opelika Tourism, and this is your Tourism Minute for the week of December 2nd. Get in the holiday spirit with Snopelika Parade and Tree Lighting in downtown Opelika this Friday. The festivities begin with the Christmas Parade at 5:30, followed by snowfall, music, food trucks, visit with Santa, and the light of the tallest Christmas tree at 8 p.m. Entry is free. Make Sunday a holiday tradition in downtown Auburn. Join the downtown merchants for a festive celebration with extended shopping hours, train rides, local artists, and live music at the holiday fair. Catch the local Christmas parade at 2 p.m. And don't miss the unveiling of the Auburn Gingerbread Village at the end of the parade at the Tony and Liberaine Culinary Science Center. With family-friendly activities, holiday cheer, shopping, and more, downtown Auburn is your go-to spot for festive fun this Sunday from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. Need more holiday activities? We have you covered. Check out AO.com for the full list of holiday events for you and your family to enjoy. This is Chloe Warren, and this has been your Tourism Minute.
Hello, this is Lee County District Attorney Jessica Ventieri. The holiday season means more impaired drivers on our roads. But no matter the time of year, if you plan on drinking, plan on not driving. Know how you're getting home before you leave, whether it's a designated driver, taxi, or rideshare service. If you see a friend who's had too much to drink, show you care and take the keys and make arrangements for them to get home safely. This is Jessica Ventieri wishing you a safe and enjoyable holiday season from everyone at the Lee County District Attorney's Office.
Caring for a veteran family member, or if you're a veteran who needs help, Synergy Home Care is here, a trusted VA partner. Synergy can help veterans of all ages access your earned benefit for non-medical home care services available to you through the Community Care Program. No income or asset restrictions, no VA disability rating or time of war service required. To learn more and see if you qualify, call Synergy Home Care at 334-203-1850 or visit synergyhomecare.com. Must be enrolled in or eligible for VA health care to use the VA Community Care Program.
98.7 FM and 1400 AM.
News Talk, WANI.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. Megan Krause, join me, city manager for Auburn, City of Auburn. And all right, we get through the first part of the meeting, because we haven't even started the meeting yet. First part of the meeting, Employee of the Month,
yeah,
Service Awards, all that stuff.
We had our service awards and employee recognitions and our Employee of the Month, Valerie Temple from the Public Library. And we want to wish Calvin Ramsey with Public Works a happy retirement. And I know the mayor mentioned that he was a teammate of his, I think, at Auburn High School. So we wish him the best. Moving forward, I know the mayor talked a good bit yesterday about vacancies on the Board of Zoning Adjustment. All three of the current incumbents are eligible for reappointment. I don't know if they're going to seek it, but the Board of Zoning Adjustment is very important to a lot of things that we do. I think people mistake it, though, at times and say, well, then I get to make some final decisions. And really, you're a quasi-judicial board where you're really interpreting whether or not there's that the zoning ordinance itself has put a hardship on you.
Right.
And so really, it's typically not put a hardship on you unless whatever you're dealing with was here before this zoning ordinance was adopted in 1984. Mm. So we've had a few situations where people had a tear down and redo of their existing house, say termites got into everything and it had to be rebuilt. And we've had a few houses where they needed a variance to our current setbacks. The house was built in the 60s, had to be rebuilt. You couldn't even put the same 1,200 square foot house back because of current setbacks. That's a hardship.
Okay.
So,
totally
anyway,
makes sense.
Yeah, it's a quasi-judicial board, and so it's really just adjudicating those things, and it's very succinct. Under consent agenda, I know the mayor talked about all of these, but I also think it's interesting. Why would we authorize the purchase of branded clothing for our emergency communications folks? Believe it or not, you know, you get under scrutiny by state auditors and other folks, and they want the governing body to say it's okay that they have some uniform type things for when they go out in public. Because our communications people and public safety, you know, they sit in a room together. It's that they're not public facing through visual means. They are through voice. And so we were getting permission to do that. They do go out in the field and they do job fairs and community outreach things and so on. So we had to do that for a specific state law reason. We did approve a traffic signal agreement or adjustment agreement with ALDOT. As we talk about all the time, the Alabama Department of Transportation owns Shug Jordan Parkway. It also owns College Street from South College from Shug to the interstate and keep on going. And it also owns North College from Publix in essence to 280. Mm-hmm. And so anytime we touch any of those sections of road, ALDOT will usually allow us to do so, but we have to do an agreement with them. We have to pay for it. And
why it's a state highway.
Yes. Yeah. And hence why, as the mayor said, we're doing double left turn lanes in all directions at Donahue and Shug once we get that intersection project going. And that's all. It was planned to be done anyway, but for sure in tandem with the new high school build, that mm-hmm. that will be done. And as a reminder to everyone, Yarbrough Farms Boulevard will also be a signalized intersection as part of that project. Because that's a major, not the only entrance, but a major entrance to the high school. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, four lanes in every direction up to the Sagahatchie Creek Bridge, and then we have to take a pause. Can't do any work north of the Sagahatchie Creek Bridge because a lot of that property is in the county, and we do not have any right-of-way. And then we can do work again at the Donahue Farmville intersection, which we will do because that's all in the city limits.
Okay. All right.
So
I got you.
Just a little confusion there. We renewed some software. Nobody gets excited about that. And we talked a good bit last night about technology we use to rate the health of some of our roads from a pavement perspective. Mm-hmm. And what we're doing is trying a new thing this year where most of that technology goes on things like our garbage trucks and some other city vehicles. Our garbage trucks theoretically drive, one of our garbage trucks does on virtually every road mm-hmm. every week. And so it's constantly collecting data that goes into a database and a software system that tells us the health of the road. And we use that as a tool to inform our resurfacing plan.
I think that's actually super cool.
Yeah, it's
the fact that you can put it on a utility vehicle that's always on the road.
Correct.
And I say that because, I mean, I throw this out all the time that I was on the weed eating crew for the city of Andalusia when I was down there. And, I mean, we drove every road you could imagine. If mm-hmm. it had anywhere that was grass in the area or curb that we had to get cut, we were on it. And that technology was not available at that time.
No.
In the early 90s.
No, and this is, we used to send multiple inspectors, their infrastructure inspectors, and they all had quadrants of the city that they had to go out and do this analysis, driving, not just driving, but they had to get out and measure things, mm-hmm. look at things. We'd have to take core samples. This is a better way to inform it. That's not to say that some things don't adjust out on the field because something deteriorates quickly, unexpectedly. You know, there could be a void under a road that happens quickly that we don't know about. There's all kinds of things, but this is $75,000 a year is a lot less than the staff time we were spending. And it's up to a 3-year contract. We're going to see what it does in year one, and it informs a 5-year resurfacing plan. So it's a great tool. And then somebody laughs about our basketball officials for, you know, winter basketball called WDE officials. And you got to do it. And that we just have to bid that work, and that's on a per game rate. Do you need a break?
Yeah, let's go ahead and get one. Okay. That way we can wrap things up on the other side. So Auburn Opelika this morning, Megan Crouch, join me, city manager. We're talking City of Auburn and the council meeting from last night and the recap. More in a moment.
Federally regulated, but not federally funded. You're listening to Auburn Opelika this morning. W-A-N-I.
There's always something happening in Auburn Opelika, and you can find it all at aotourism.com. Events, dining, outdoors make aotourism.com your go-to resource. Check out the events calendar. It's updated daily. The restaurant info shows everything from casual spots to fine dining. Also, parks, trails, and golf courses offer plenty of ways to enjoy the outdoors, while hotel options and venues make hosting guests or planning meetings easy. Looking for a weekend activity or planning ahead for a big event? Go to aotourism.com. Also, check out the social channels at Auburn Opelika.
This is Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price. When we have the opportunity to assist residents of this county, we are pleased to offer options in an effort to make your business with us as convenient as possible. You may visit any of our three offices, one in Auburn, one in Opelika, and in Smith Station. We are open to serve you Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. Central Time and 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time in Smith Station. Thank you for allowing me to serve you.
Mark Traylor, owner of Arbor Springs Health and Rehab Center.
I think one of the best things I would tell a family member is we're going to be the eyes and ears that you can't be all the time. We have 24-hour nurses around the clock, and we have physicians and nurse practitioners in our building. So you get a home-like atmosphere, but you also get that clinical component. There's all kinds of challenges that your family members are going to face. We don't fix those. We don't fix them. We just can give you a better setting in which to hopefully take care and manage those challenges that you can't necessarily do at home. Taking care of somebody 24 hours a day, 7 days a week in a house, one-on-one care, that's not super cost-effective. That's the best way to say it. That's what we're in the business we're in. And so hopefully what we can do is provide them a good setting in which we can care for them.
Arbor Springs Health and Rehab Center in Opelika at 1910 Pepperell Parkway next to EAMC.
Our phone number is 749-1471.
At Max Credit Union, we believe your checking account should work as hard as you do. With Max Achieve Checking, you can earn up to 3% APY on balances up to $15,000 and 0.25% APY on anything over that. Plus, enjoy perks like earning rewards that can easily be redeemed for cash by spending with your Max debit card. It's not just checking, it's achieving. Get started with Max Achieve Checking at mymax.com/achieve.
APY is annual percentage yield. Certain restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's the season of dreams, so go ahead. Imagine not having to pay rent or mortgage for a year. You just might be able to make that dream happen by entering the Auburn Network's Home for the Holidays sweepstakes. Presented by Apex Pest Solutions and Roto-Rooter of Auburn and Opelika. Enter daily through December 9th by going to aunetwork.com and clicking contest. Follow the dream. Good luck and happy holidays from Apex Pest Solutions and Roto-Rooter of Auburn and Opelika.
This is Auburn Opelika This Morning with Ben Taylor.
News Talk WANI.
Auburn Opelika This Morning. Final segment. We're recapping last night's Auburn City Council meeting. City Manager Megan Crouch with me. We have some zoning ordinance text amendments.
Everybody gets excited about those. Our extremely complicated zoning ordinance that we are working through the process of hiring some consultants to make it more understandable for our citizens and our development community and everybody in between. Talk about this a lot, but I'm the longest tenured planner at the City of Auburn, and it's hard for me at times. And that's my core profession. But we're constantly making adjustments. And last night were three major things. We needed to put some solar panel regulations in the zoning ordinance because we have a handful of residences and businesses that were going through processes with private companies to get some things installed. And they were doing the right thing by trying to pull appropriate permits. And we didn't have a good process for that. It's a very simplified ordinance relative to that, but right now we also have most of our newer subdivisions have pretty restrictive covenants about solar, and some of it's just not, you know, not putting all your solar panels on these brackets in your front yard and everybody looking at it. That upsets folks, but sometimes we also do these things to protect people who don't have covenants.
Correct.
So that they can do that. So we just got some basic regulations in. We're more than open to changing them and having them evolve over time as demand, market demand in the area dictates. We're very on board with that, but we needed a starting point. And we don't want to overkill an ordinance out of the gate and then we make it not helpful for people. So there's that. We had to put some standards in the zoning ordinance for something called Neighborhood Conservation 40. We have a lot of neighborhood conservation zones, but this particular one involving the Hamilton Hills subdivision, for whatever reason, they've been Neighborhood Conservation 40 since like the middle 80s, but they didn't have a full regulatory framework placed in the zoning ordinance like all the other NC zones. And so we needed to clarify that. And apparently there's been notes from the staff from the middle 90s on saying we need to address this, and it's not been addressed. So I commend the planning staff and some developers and other folks that were looking at building. There's a few lots in there just to get that straightened out. And then just a few other minor tweaks to some tables that don't really, that's not, as I call it, scintillating information. It's more technical. We had a tax abatement with IPEX USA Manufacturing, and, you know, they're about seven jobs and spend a little over nearly $3 million on some new investments and equipment. We appreciate that. Nobody knows what a grapple lightning loader is, and what that really is the thing that picks up the yard waste out of your yard. It, for everybody who's lived in Auburn for years, that was usually a two-person job. You had a driver in the cab of the truck, and you had somebody sitting in a little booth on the back of the truck operating a cloth, for lack of a better term. We have gone to single operator trucks, and so it's looks like a truck and trailer, but the trailer is indeed fully attached. It's not a detachable trailer, and so the operator pulls up and gets out, swings out from the driver's cab to the operating position, and does this there so we can, what two people were on one truck, now we have two people, two trucks.
Okay.
And so that we can cover more ground in a shorter time frame. And really, it has to do with trailer load space almost more than anything, because when that trailer is full, we have to go empty it. So this allows, like, they could, not saying they would be on the same street, but they could knock a street out much faster because they have two trailers instead of one. So
I gotcha.
And actually, we approved that way back in, well, not way back, but November 4th, and we had a little vendor change mix-up just using the manufacturer's name instead of the people we're purchasing from. And then a lot of people don't know what pump stations or lift stations are. In certain areas of town where we could not gravity flow sewer has to be pumped from a lower elevation to a higher elevation to then catch gravity. We have some aging pump stations, and we need to maintain them. Believe me, if you live in a neighborhood that uses one and the pump station fails completely and its backup generators you would have a little bit of a problem, and that's a health, safety, welfare issue. So we're meticulous about maintaining them, so they need new electrical panels and roofs and some work on some of their generators and whatever. And again, this is all because this is one of the most important services we provide is sewer.
Okay.
And so, and then last but certainly not least, and very important purchase, and we're really appreciative to the Spencer family.
This is awesome.
We were able to acquire 14 acres adjacent to Duck Sanford Park between the Match and McChesney office and the existing baseball fields, and it kind of goes the depth of it. You've seen some dirt removed from that over the last couple of years, and we'll be expanding some more baseball fields at Duck Sanford. There's also walking trails and other things that are long planned, but we're going to get better entrances on East University Drive. Some turn lanes are going to be going in where it's not, I call it hairball. You know,
it is, yeah.
It was fine when we built sections of that in the middle 80s or early 90s, but it's not fine now.
Right.
And so we've got to get some left turn into the parking and some right turn decals and so on. So many improvements there, but the Spencer family, we've been talking to them for a couple of years in hopes we would have the opportunity to purchase this property. And I am grateful that we were given the opportunity to purchase the property. A lot of folks wanted this property, and you could have put apartments there. And I'm not saying the Spencer family wanted that, but apartments could go there, restaurants, office buildings, you name it, and it's going to be a park.
That is awesome stuff. As always, thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your news, talk, and information station. Megan Crouch, city manager, City of Auburn, recapping the Auburn City Council meeting. Have a fantastic, almost forgot what day it was, it's Wednesday. See y'all Thursday, everybody.